Every Tuesday morning, we check in right down the road in New Orleans with our good buddy Jeff Carrere. He's on with us right now. Jeff, good morning. How are you, sir?
Hey, happy Tuesday, Brian.
Happy Tuesday to you as well. Before we get to anything, I got to ask you a question. As one radio host to another, do you ever get into social media fights? Like, you ever buy in on a thread and just dig your heels in and just start going at it?
I know a lot of people do that, but I really don't. I find it to be sort of a waste of time. I mean, that I'm not going to convince the other person. Yeah. It's going to be really unproductive. So I really don't. I mean, I know a lot do, but I just don't.
So I'm right there with you normally. But I got suckered into one 2 days ago on the Nextdoor app, and it's still going today. But it's like, I don't engage because I know once I engage, I'm not going to take my foot off somebody's throat. Like, I don't engage because it's easier to walk away when you have no investment into it. But it's on the Nextdoor app of all places. Somebody asked a very benign question about the benefits. What is the benefit of Representative Roger Wilder's bill that would remove the mandate to take a half-hour lunch break for 16 and 17-year-old employees? And I just laid out what the benefits were. It was a question with an answer. It wasn't in a debate at the time. It wasn't a fight at the time. Someone asked the question. I answered it. And then I've just been like, people have come at me. I've been called all kinds of an idiot because of this. And now that I'm in it, I can't back out again.
If you had not taken the bait, my friend.
See, that's the thing that got me. It didn't look like bait at the time. Like a big, juicy, chomping fish. And I bit down hard.
Yeah, I can understand the feeling. I can.
Hey,
here you are days later still dealing with
Still in it. And like hearing my little alerts go off, my notifications going off in the middle of the night, you know? Like, guys, put it down. Put your next door down at 1 a.m. It's next door for crying out loud.
I feel for you, man. I'm sorry.
I was hoping you could commiserate. I appreciate you for doing so. Hey, Donald Trump, backing Mike Johnson right here. This is creating some interesting posturing, is it not?
Yeah, I'm surprised because Johnson's getting hit hard.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot of discontent over what happened. And, you know, obviously, Trump had also been sort of backing McCarthy.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm hearing McCarthy could be a chief of staff possibility if Trump gets elected.
Really?
So, yeah, he's backing Johnson probably because, you know, he wants unity. He doesn't want to see Johnson thrown out. He doesn't see the productivity of that, trying to just get, you know, through the election. Because all of this noise, you know, getting rid of Johnson, you know, motion to vacate. I mean, as much as people are frustrated with him, I just don't see how that's going to help the Republican Party.
Well, no, it's not. It continues to dwindle the Republican Party. And if there's even the biggest Trump hater has to admit, the man can evaluate a situation. He can look at a situation where Mike Johnson's at following Kevin McCarthy. He can look at that situation and say all the detractors, whether I agree with them on an issue or not, they're not willing to lead. Marjorie Taylor Greene is never going to put her name in the hat to be the Speaker of the House. Matt Gaetz is never going to put his name in the hat to be the Speaker of the House. They will be detractors at best. So if I want to be president again, I have to have a functioning Congress.
Right. And it's interesting because my analysis is that the Republicans have a better chance of taking the Senate than holding on to the House because they've got such a weak hold on the House. It's so close. And in the Senate, they've got lots of pickup opportunities. It's very close there, and the Democrats have to defend many more seats. So I think there's a good chance that the Republicans will take control of the Senate, and there's a good chance they could lose the House. But we'll see. I mean, it all depends on them, you know, trying to get united, trying to get their act together, and, you know, taking on the Democrats. And I just saw the other day, I mean, Biden's raised more money than any, you know, presidential candidate in history. Now, he's obviously very weak, obviously lots of problems, but they're going to have lots of money. So, and look what they're doing to Trump. I mean, Trump's in, obviously, trial, and he's going to be in trial for weeks, and then that's the first of four.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they've just got him set up from here to the election.
Well,
so the last thing the Republicans need is a lot of infighting where, you know, they're just not united as the election comes. And I think Trump realizes that. So he's trying to do his part. The interesting thing is the one who's leading the charge against Mike Johnson, Marjorie Taylor Greene, was a big defender of Kevin McCarthy. And the guy who got rid of Kevin McCarthy, Matt Gaetz, is still hanging on to Mike Johnson.
Right.
And they used to be close allies, and now they're not. Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz, because of the whole Kevin McCarthy thing.
And it's all about just between those two. It's who can have the bigger voice and the louder soundbite. You mentioned the amount of money and the trials eating up Donald Trump's time. I would posit this, though. There's a trade-off there for free press. Because and shout out to Jon Stewart on The Daily Show, believe it or not. But the way the media is handling this trial right now, the way it's starting at least, the way they're handling it, there is going to be – the word's going to go from prosecution to persecution very, very quickly.
Well, yeah, it's already there.
Well,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's been there. And, you know, the whole thing is a misdemeanor, is a bookkeeping situation. I mean, it's just insane. But, you know, they're lapping it up. I mean, MSNBC and CNN, it's wall-to-wall coverage.
Right.
They followed the motorcade. What's going on anywhere.
Jeff, they followed the motorcade all the way to the courthouse. It was like the OJ chase. It was going from traffic camera to traffic camera, from block to block. They followed the I was baffled by that.
It's TDS, Brian, Trump Derangement Syndrome. It really is.
Yeah, it is. And it's from what they want, I have a feeling it's going to backfire, because you could saturate the market, you could wear everybody out, and you could wear down to where you turn what should be vilification into sympathy.
So Trump, if I were advising him, I'd say to do what he did the other day by going to Harlem in that bodega and getting all that attention, do what he can after the trial on the weeknights and the Wednesdays that he's available, and do events in places where you don't expect Republicans to be, like Harlem, like the Bronx, Madison Square Garden. I mean, he could do some things that would be very interesting and create some media attention and turn the tables on him.
Yeah, which he has been able to do from the start. I mean, regardless of anybody's position on him, at least recognizing and acknowledging what he's good at. I mean, if they can't do that, then well, it's going to be a repeat of 2016, which is how he came to be in the first place. Hey, before we get you out of here, Jazz Fest coming up this weekend. You a big Jazz Fest guy?
I am a periodic Jazz Fest guy, depending on, you know, who's coming in town and depending on the acts and what's – it's going to be a huge one this year, obviously, with the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
I mean, my gosh.
So I'm curious.
And they're expanding it.
I'm curious as to whether or not it's taken over the city yet. I mean, it's opening in a couple days. Do people make their way in now, or will it be closer to the kickoff?
I mean, I see people in now already. I mean, yeah. I mean, they've been promoting it big time now for weeks. So I think people are getting ready for a huge, I think the first weekend, the weather is supposed to be great. That's the only thing about Jazz Fest that I don't like. You know, when you're out there, when it's raining and it's muddy, that's, you know, not my cup of tea, but I've had to endure that many times. But I think it's going to be a really successful, huge first weekend. And, you know, then we'll see how the weather's going to, you know, play out. You never know the second weekend, but I think it's going to get off to a great start.
He is Jeff Carrera, host of Ringside Politics. You got a show to get to, man. We appreciate the time, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yes, indeed. Thanks, Brian.
All right, thanks, Jeff.
Take care.